lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant with double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese. It's a Junior that's made a big name for itself.
It's a Giant
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
Second hour of Friday night under the lights, made possible tonight by Wendy's, a home of the Wendy's Giant of the Week. And I think we mentioned that Mr. Towns won that award. Holland Towns, had a chance to meet him today. All the folks over at St. Andrews, they're dedicating this big, massive building. It was unbelievable. We walked through, Don and I walked through, we just couldn't believe it. They were so nice, and Dwayne Couples is the SID over there. I mean, not SID, athletic director over there. Dwayne and I have been friends for a long time. We go way, way back, and they had the pep rally. You know what? I looked around at St. Andrew's pep rally, Dan, and I remember how fun those things were.
Yeah, I hadn't been to a prep rally in a couple days anyway. It's been a while. It's been a while.
It's easier when you win, obviously, but yeah. But you know, they were just really getting after it out there. And I just think the high school prep rally is a great thing. All right, top of the hour, we're going to go over to the Mississippi Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center, scores desk, and George, why don't you update us on all the scores before we hit the telephones?
Okay, Russ, Build is the bigger game of the night. Brandon hosting Tupelo. Tupelo won that ball game to go 4-0. They beat Brandon tonight 28-13. It was Warren Central over Neville of Monroe by the score of 17-7. Ocean Springs beat George County 35-14. Last report, Pearl was leading in the second quarter over Parkway of Bossier City, Louisiana, 27-14. We understand that game now is at the half. Picayune beat Gulfport 37-7. St. Martin over St. Aloysius, or St. Stanislaus, 9-7. Pascagoula beat Gaucher 41-21. It was Oxford over Lafayette 41-17. Clinton beat Germantown 42-14. Brookhaven beat Macomb 55-22. It was Hattiesburg beating Oak Grove 42-28. Poplarville over Stone 20-14. Grenada 21, Kosciuszko 14, Ridgeland 45, Forest 34, Laurel edged Petal 25-23. West Jones over Bay Springs 8-7. Some other scores: Pontotoc beat Aberdeen 44-24. It was Louisville over Ripley 49-6, South Jones over Northeast Jones 41-14, West Lauderdale beat Neshoba Central 37-14, Provine shut out Lanier 47-0, South Pike over Emmett County 41-6. It was Kossuth shutting out Tishomingo County 34-0, Houston over Itawamba AHS 21-13, Scott Central 55, Florence 27, Richland over McLaurin 33-14, Forest County AHS over Resurrection 17-7. It was Hadley over Alcorn Central 21-7. Water Valley beat Bruce 46-6. Yazoo County shut out Velma Jackson 34-0. It was Baldwin over Nettleton 33-22. Yazoo City edged Crystal Springs 24-21. Madison St. Joe over St. Andrews. A little bit of a surprise in the margin there. 29-7. East Central beat Jefferson Davis County, gave them their first loss 31-7. Terry over Port Gibson 31-6. Callaway edged Hazelhurst 20-18. Some other scores: Walnut over Nettleton 56-13. Summerall over Enterprise Clark 42-25. Pilahatchee 60. West Lincoln 26. Collins over McGee 46-8. St. Patrick beat Pope St. John, or Pope, let's see, Pope John Paul of Slidell, Louisiana. 14-12 was the final there. Wesson over Lord Star, 34-21. It was Simmons shutting out McAdams, 34-0. French Camp beat Vardaman, 35-25. East Marion, 52. Richardson, 28. Stringer over Mize, 27-13. And some MAIS scores, MRA, 1 over Hartfield, 39-14. Park Lane Academy rolled over Columbia, 67-44. St. Aloysius over Washington School, 35-7. Jackson Academy shut out Northeast Lauderdale, 27-0. Jackson Prep, also a shutout winner over Pillow, 49-0. It was Presbyterian Christian beating Simpson, 26-8. A few more. East Rankin over Leak Academy, 49-0. Indianola Academy over Winston, 37-7. Riverfield of Louisiana beat Hillcrest, 55-12. Starkville Academy beat Eaps Webster, 34-24. Lamar School beat Heritage Academy, 27-3. Manchester beat Tri-County, 27-20. And last but certainly not least, Brookhaven Academy over Silva Bay, 28-25.
You know, I got a text message from Dr. Dave Schaus a moment ago, and he was talking about he and Will the Thrill have put together this power ranking. And I don't know.
It's a work in progress.
It is, and I think Dave's going to put it on the website, on the Funnel website. But they're ranking these teams based on power.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really interesting because Madison Central is at the top of one of their, the 6A.
The 6A.
Yeah. And then, of course, you had Stone up there at the top of 5A.
Now, you say that. You're going to make West Point burn down by putting Stone at the top of 5A.
Well, now, again, as he said, it's a work in progress.
Right.
And there's factored in here. And, of course, you know, with Dr. Dave, there's probably some algorithm out there that none of us
that
would even come close to understanding.
That's right.
But
it has to do with a strength of schedule, offensive strength, which is points scored, defensive ability, which is points allowed. And, you know, early on, three games into the season, it's going to make a lot more sense, or, you know, it's going to make more sense six, seven, eight games into it. But it's fun. It's kind of interesting to watch. But he had Pearl and Madison Central tied at number one in 6A.
But, you know, it kind of goes back to these old college. Remember the old, back in the BCS?
You had
the college rankings, these computer polls.
Right.
They would never make sense the first few weeks, like you said.
Right.
But you would get deep into the college season, and they would almost mimic the AP poll and the college, and the coaches poll.
Right.
So I think what I'll be interested to see is how this mimics, like, say, in week 9 or week 10.
The other
first
polls.
Part, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but kind of like Texas being ranked last week. That was brutal.
But another thing, too, and this is the thing, it's fun to watch and play with this sort of thing, but in this, you win the games on the field.
That's right.
You know,
That's
so.
Right. Well, anyway. It's like you say, George, it's a work in progress. So
right.
I think Dr. Dave will have that up on the website. And want to remind everyone, you're listening to Friday Night Under the Lights, made possible tonight by the Mississippi Peanut Growers, the Peanut Game.
Yes.
Start next week.
Can't wait.
We'll get a look at West Point.
It's going to be fun.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be at Noxubee County. And they're always a gracious host down there. Mm. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. Peanut games this year will be a lot of fun.
Also, Kevin Griffin, sorry, with Clinton sent us this. Hunter Halsey, the quarterback.
Yes.
He went 20 of 25 tonight, 386 yards, and had 3 touchdowns. So coming along under Judd Boswell's system,
yes.
Knew it would take a little time, and he's had some nice outings, but this by far tonight his best outing.
And he was a junior, and you know, when we had Judd Boswell on the coach's corner,
yeah.
Judd said, you know, we were glad to get this transfer from
but isn't
him already.
It interesting, then?
And, you know, he's going to get playing time. He's going to work his way in the lineup. Boy, has he. His percentage of completions is outstanding. So, congratulations to Hunter Halsey tonight for the Clinton Arrows. Let's go to the telephone. Do we have Annie on? Yes, Annie's on with us from the Clarion Ledger. And Annie, I'm sure that you're glad tonight that the weather is really a little bit closer to what you're used to.
Boy, am I. This is like my type of weather right here. I'm thrived.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's coming about 4 weeks early than it did last year, so enjoy it.
I think I'm bringing it here. Like, everyone keeps telling me it's supposed to be so hot, and
yeah.
I keep responding, no, I brought the fall weather to Mississippi.
Windy City.
Yeah, where have you been for 5 years? That's what I want to know. We could have used a little cooler. Where were you tonight? What were you covering tonight?
I was covering Tupelo Brandon, and man, did it live up to the expectations.
Talk to me about it. What were your thoughts on Tupelo? A lot of people didn't know about Tupelo. They're kind of flying under the radar.
Well, I think a lot of people thought, or maybe thought they were under the radar because of their schedule. They had a tough test in week one against Meridian, and then, you know, had two pretty easy opponents following that. But tonight was definitely, I would say, their toughest opponent that they've faced this year. And the first half was, you know, an even match. I think Tupelo had to shake off that 3-hour drive of theirs. And once they did, man, they just exploded in the second half. There was no stopping them, you know, in their run game and their defense with Jet Johnson, the Mississippi State commit, Dandy Dozen linebacker. He just, you know, did an excellent job, and as a whole, their defense just looked lethal out there.
Jake was commenting on how big their quarterback was.
Yes. It's crazy because, you know, he has a great arm, but also just what he's able to do running the ball,
yeah.
Was he just couldn't be brought down. There was no one that could bring him down, and you know, it was incredible to watch him along with their running back you know, just run the ball in the second half. Their offensive line did a great job of opening up holes in the second half for them, and you know, with that, they just could not be brought down.
They're probably glad they are under the radar because they probably don't want a lot of people knowing about them right now. So, big win, come down to the Jackson area and pick up the win. Now, when do you find out, Annie, where you're going to be the following Friday?
You know what? We usually decide that on Monday morning, but I can say that I'm thinking I may be at the Brandon Northwest ranking game again. I know there are a lot of teams that have bye weeks next week.
Right.
So that looking like it's going to be a big game and one that I could possibly be at.
Annie, final question here from me. You know, you've seen now, you've got a good balance of football that you've seen. It, to me, just from, you know, and I don't get to see all these teams every week, but we cover them every week. It looks like it's Tupelo and Madison Central in the North and 6A. Two really good physical football teams that met last year in the first round of the playoffs. Pearl in the South right now, and anything can change between now and the playoffs. We're just talking, you know, tonight. Is there anybody else that you're looking
right.
at, or is that the top three in 6A right now?
I think those three have separated themselves as the top three in 6A, no question. But like you said, I think, you know, obviously there are other 6A teams that are going to be able to compete against them. But I just think that, yeah, there's no question that those three have separated themselves as the top three teams. And honestly, I'm looking forward to, you know, Madison Central and Tupelo in the postseason matching up again, because I think Tupelo's learned a lot since last season, and I know Madison Central's just as good. So I think it's going to be an exciting postseason. I'm already looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I wouldn't count Warren Central out either. I mean, they played Pearl a classic.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah, no way. I don't think you can count anyone out in 6A, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, any given night, anyone can win. I mean, even tonight, like, Brandon didn't look bad. They just, you know, made some mistakes and couldn't bring those two, you know, their quarterback and running back down for Tupelo. It was, you know, hard to stop them.
And we got to run. We're up against the break. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much for spending some of your time with us tonight on Friday Night Under the Light.
Of course, thanks, guys.
We'll take a time out and be back
out here away from it all. Yeah, I can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, and you can dig them too.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant with double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese. It's a Junior that's made a big name for itself.
It's a Giant
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Friday Night Under the Lights, made possible tonight by Wendy's and home of the Wendy's Giant of the Week. We were talking about this earlier before you got here. We need some defensive people to step forward.
Yes.
We need some kickers to step forward.
Absolutely.
You know, if you got a punter that averaged 50 yards a kick tonight, we'd like to know. FNUTL.com. That'll be some defensive guys out there that hit big games tonight.
Sure. There is. There's, what do we got? 200 plus ball games in the weekend.
Right.
So surely somebody made some tackles.
So we will be looking and announcing on Thursday is when the Wendy's website has the Giant of the Week. So congratulations to Hollandtown from this week from St. Andrews for being the Wendy's Giant. So show made possible tonight by Wendy's. Let's bring in a giant of the industry. Okay, Kerry Metzler. Play-by-play voice for the Maroon Tide of Picayune, and he's also going to bring in the guys that call the Papaville game. Good evening, Kerry. How are you?
Well, Rush, you said I'm a giant. You must have saw me get on the scale today.
No, I saw all of those identification badges around your neck.
Yeah, well, you know, we do what we're told. Russ, real quick, PQ had a good win tonight. Went down to Milner Stadium, beat Gulfport's high score 37-7. Defense has played really good balls. I told you a couple weeks ago, I felt week by week we're going to get better. We're starting to get some guys healthy, get some guys back. We've got two more starters that still haven't returned, but the five that were out, we've got three of the five back, and we're just getting a little stronger. We're going to have an off week. But big win tonight. Sean Roadrunner Anderson had 160 yards on 20 rushes, had a hat trick, three touchdowns. Tyler Pinton threw a touchdown pass to B.J. Holt. And Derice Travis, backup tailback, he had 75 yards on 10 rushes. He also had a touchdown. Defense played great tonight. Had a shutout for the last 13 seconds of the game. But we're real happy to get out of Milner with a win and now have an off week. And we're prepared to go over and see our friends at Wayne County 2 weeks from tonight.
You know, I gotta ask you, Kerry. There's a positive side sometimes to a week off, and there's a negative side to a week off. How do you like week offs in the middle of a season?
I like them. Now you talk, you know, because I don't play. Coach Lee and I, we usually talk once or twice during the week, and then of course do a pregame, postgame. But we talked this week, and you know, he's hoping this week after we come out of this off week, we're gonna get one of our two remaining five guys who were out, you know, due to injuries and offense, to get one of them back in the 2 weeks. And then that's going to make us just a little bit better football team, and we're going to have to be a little bit better football team as we go over and play Wayne County. You know, I asked him a question, and I said, Coach, how do you feel about our team after 4 weeks? He said, well, what do you think? And Russ, you know, Dodd, he's pretty good. I said, Coach, I think we're getting pretty good. He said, I do too. Coach Lee's done a good job. He's always the best. We're real proud of our kids playing good football. Right? Hey, I tell you, he's playing good football. I've got Clay Sweet, who's our play-by-play voice for our Prophetville broadcast. As you know, Russ, WRJW 1320 AM and our WRJWradio.com, cover Prophetville, Perver Central, and Pitcute every week. Clay Sweet heads up our team of himself, Jeff Lafette, and Jason Baker. They do a great job of covering Prophetville. I got Clay confident in right now, boy. They had a great game tonight over in Purchase at AL May Stadium on the campus of the Gulf Coast Community College. And for 2 years in a row, Prophetville comes from behind late and beats a good Stone County team. But Clay's on the air with us right now.
Hey, Clay.
Yeah, it was a great game, guys. And as you said, Kerry, a 20-14 victory for the Prophetville Hornets. The Hornets got off to a 6-0 start, a long drive, had a 90-yard 19-play drive that took up basically a quarter, took up 9 minutes of game action to get off to a 6-0 start, running that wing T offense, getting 4 or 5 yards of pop that ended in a touchdown to go up 6-0. And then Stone responded, had two touchdowns going into the half. The Hornets were down 14-6, but the Hornets were able to shut out the Tomcats there in the second half. And then just a special player here for Prophetville Hornets, Austin Bolton, a guy that touched the ball 24 times tonight, went for 199 yards and two touchdowns. He showed up with a touchdown midway through the fourth and then scored again with about 2 minutes left in the ball game to seal the victory for the Prophetville Hornets.
I got to ask you, Clay, because I was thinking about it earlier this week. How far back do you have to go to the year, and I don't think it's that far back, that Prophetville went the over in the season? Was it 4 or 5 years ago?
Yes, it was. You know, you look back and what Jay Beach has done from there, you look at the bottom, right? You don't win a ball game, and then they win a 4A South State Championship, play for a state title last year, has started this year all 4-0 and beaten three 5A schools, beat a pretty good 3A school and seminary, and they're really getting a lot of attention across the state and well-deserved attention.
Well, I'll tell you what, go ahead, Kerry.
One thing I was going to say, and Clay talked about Bolton there, I mean, he's a special player. He really is. And the one thing about him, Russ, that the time we got to him play early in the year, he had some big runs against us in the Oakland game when Popfield beat Picky. But he's a special player, and I think Clay would attest to this. He blocks. I mean, you got a guy at the tailback, runs from the wing sometimes. he blocks when he's not running the football. You know, you get a lot of guys that coded 20, 25 times a game. This kid blocks. He does it all. They got a really good team. They also got a good fullback play to talk about Rain. And also the other running back, Holston. This is a good team in their defense. Coach Story does a great job with it. This is a quality football team that Jay Beach has put together there in the last couple of years. And Clay will tell you that they're a fun bunch to watch. They play great football, great defense there in Poplarville, Clay.
Yeah, they do, Kerry. And when you look back, a victory tonight against the Stone Club, and, of course, that's a special atmosphere playing on Gulf Coast Community College's field there, so it was packed out, a fun atmosphere, and that defense, as you described, threw a shutout in the second half for that big 20-14 win.
I tell you, that is a nice stadium down there at Gulf Coast, and I'm sure it was rocking down there. You guys are getting some really good football down there early on this season. Kerry, a big thanks to you tonight for setting up the conference call. Clay, thank you so much for spending time with us, and we'll talk to y'all very soon.
Thank you, Russ. God bless y'all. Great job.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. All right, let's go back on the telephone to Joel. Do we have Joel Coleman yet? Oh, we're working on it? Okay. He is from the Starkville Daily News. He's going to talk about Starkville Columbus. I tell you what, that Picayune team sounds really, really special, and so does Poplarville.
Yeah, they're two really good programs. I mean, they're established programs that both have played in state championships. You referenced Poplarville, done the whole turnkey thing. You know, they went over a couple years ago.
Yeah,
we called the game last year in the state championship
That's
game.
That's right.
Against Lafayette. They just, you know, ran out of gas there. A very, very good team. Both teams down there represent the Gulf Coast very well and expect both to be deep, deep contributors in the playoff this year.
Dr. Dave sent me a note, said he'd like to note that the top of 4A is East Central down on the coast. And we'll get to more of that, but they've got all that ranked. Who knows how they came up with all that?
I do love what they're doing with the rankings.
I do too.
And this can be our official Finoto rankings. And look, here's the thing. This isn't just us going, oh, this team is here, this team is there. This is with math. I'm a math guy. I do this with our college football on my stuff. 11.
All right. Well, we are going to go to Jason Scarborough now, who called the Florence game tonight. And I got to be honest with you, Jason. I was kind of surprised about the outcome of this game.
You and everybody else, I think. I mean, I'm telling you, this Scott Central team, they had four defensive touchdowns, three interceptions that they returned for a touchdown. So however the proper grammar is to say three pick sixes or three pick six, I don't know. But however you want to say it, I mean, this was a defense. It's a 3-3 defense, Russ. When was the last time you saw a 3-3 defense?
Years.
That's what they play.
Years
and
ago.
Yes.
Charlie Dunn.
Old school and Coach Nowell. He's done a tremendous job with Coach with the Scott Central team. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but Nowell actually was the strength coach with Coach Saban when he was at LSU for a couple of years. So he was in the college ranks for a number of years at Western Kentucky, at Mississippi State, with Rich Rod at West Virginia, Western Kentucky. I think I just said them, but he's been through the college ranks, so he's been there, done that, got the T-shirt. He's got the Scott Central team rolling. They got to the quarterback often tonight. They just hemmed up Pawpaw Lee tonight. He didn't have anywhere to run. It was impressive, 55-27 to win.
You know, I enjoyed the Friday night end zone today from 4 to 6. I really liked the Florence cheerleaders that you had doing the cheer on there. And it sounded like a great atmosphere over there tonight. And, gosh, the show was so good, Jason. We're so glad to be able to partner with you on that this year. And, you know, you set them up and we set them down. And you serve the entree, we serve the dessert on Friday. And you covered a lot of big games over tonight. And they it sounded like they really enjoyed having you over there tonight. And but a tough loss for a Florence team that I was surprised.
Well, I talked to Coach Pruitt. We were tearing down everything and getting everything into the truck tonight, and he said, look, he kind of looked at me, he just shrugged his shoulders. He said, that's football.
Yep.
He said, they wanted it more. They outplayed us. They just beat our tails. And he said, you know, we'll bounce back. We'll be fine. There's a lot of football left. And because I told him I was surprised. And I said, this is going to surprise a lot of people. He said, But that bunch over there, they're going to surprise a lot of people this year talking about Scott Central.
Yeah.
So Florence will bounce back. They'll be fine. The atmosphere is fantastic. Got to brag on the administration at Florence. They just, man, they rolled out the red carpet for us. It was phenomenal and a lot of fun. Really enjoyed the conversation with you today, too.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, too. He's Jason Scarborough, and it's Friday Night End Zone across the state of Mississippi. We'll take a timeout, and Friday Night Under the Lights, we'll continue in a moment.
Just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Mames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese, it's a Junior that's made a big name for itself.
It's a Giant!
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
But I would also say that any system is coming.
$5.